the Senate's thank you. Senate Special Committee on Budget Subcommittee on Human Services is now open. Thank you very much. I apologize for being a little late here. I was in a meeting with Representative Smith. So we open the work session on Senate Bill 870 relating to Oregon Project Independence.
I was going to say, I might be receiving a very important phone call from a physician.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I provide you with a packet, a cover memo, the dash A5 amendment. To Senate Bill 870A engrossed and the original bill. The amendments basically replace the original bill, establishes the Oregon Project Independence Fund. The fund is to consist of monies received from a transfer from the Senior Property Tax Deferral Revolving Account, which is in Section 2 identified as $250,000. Also, monies received from DHS, from its state collections, and interest earned on the fund. The interest earned by the fund is continuously appropriated to DHS for purposes of funding Oregon Project Independence. The current Senate budget plan, as I'm sure you're aware, includes a $10 million transfer from the Senior Property Tax Deferral Revolving Account to the General Fund. This is in the Department of Revenue budget. And the intention of that was to finance the $8.9 million General Fund appropriation for Oregon Project Independence that you included in your Department of Human Services budget. And just to point out that the Senate plan actually adds $11.1 million of General Fund to the governor's recommended budget because of a technical error in the way the OPI program was put together in the governor's recommended budget. These amendments also provide a $1 other funds limitation for the 0507 biennium on the new continuously appropriated fund. And I think the intent here is to establish this fund as sort of a trust fund. So that the interest can be only the interest can be used. And then once the fund grows to a large enough size, it would be used to provide services to persons with disabilities and to fund additional services under OPI, including expanding eligibility.
Colleagues, I am absolutely and thoroughly excited about this piece of legislation. Each year we have come here and always OPI is the first piece that is given up, and people get worried, get upset, and including us as legislators. So I think that this is a very prudent way for us to go in terms of having some stable funding for OPI. And so I'm excited about this and would like to listen to your pleasure.
Madam Chair, I share your enthusiasm for this on the long-term basis. Short-term, I've heard a few people be concerned about the cost of getting the program up and running. I think it's probably something we have to deal with. I wouldn't mind hearing from the department about what their feelings are about that, so it's a full disclosure. But I share your enthusiasm for getting us there in the long run.
Mr. Chairman, what I wanted to do, Mr. Chairman, excuse me, colleagues.
Madam Chair, may I help you? Clearly,
we had talked to Gary Weeks and others about this before they left, and don't see where there are especially any problems. And if they are, it is my intent to get this legislation on the floor today.
I agree.
Okay. And what we can do if there, I don't see any problems, but if there are any technical fixes, we certainly can do that on the House side if you don't mind.
That would be fine with me. I don't want anybody to be surprised later on when they hear that the initial cost of setting the program up may be a little more than you actually gain, but in the long run, you should be able to have a fund that will be self-sustaining and will give us the money we need to maintain.
Right. And my comment to that, anytime you're making changes in programs in state government, it's going to cost something to go to the new system.
I agree.
And I'm willing to take that risk, and would like to see that you join me in sending this to the full committee so that we can hopefully get it on the floor and whatever changes we do it on the House side.
I concur.
Okay. And Madam Chair, I am in favor of the amendment as it is, but I do want to get on the record. This is the first year that I have received input from people in my district that they wish that maybe we would have a means test. And I know we have talked about this
right.
before,
uh-huh.
but they were saying there's so many other programs that we have that truly affect the most vulnerable and needy in our society. And OPI is wonderful, but when you have very, very wealthy people participating in this, and I hear that there are that they can pay into the system, and I don't know a whole lot about that if they are very wealthy. But I just wanted to get that on the record.
Okay. Ms. Trafford, any comments on that?
Okay.
Senator.
Yes.
How you doing?
Are you familiar with this? This is the piece where we will take the senior deferral mm-hmm. dollars and put them in and develop a trust fund for OPI. And my concern has always been that we need to have stable and funding for OPI, and this is one of the ways we thought about doing it.
Well, I agree with that. What I am concerned about is this system to track and the recovery issues involved.
Let's take the folder. Mm-hmm.
Could we get Mr. Taves up here to answer some questions, maybe?
I have three other bills I'm trying to get by you today, please.
Madam Chair, would you entertain a motion?
I certainly will.
Madam Chair, I would move that we send Senate Bill 870 to the special Senate Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Will you adopt amendments?
Ooh. What amendments do we need to adopt first?
Madam Chair, would you like a good...
yes, go for it.
Motion.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move the dash fives into Senate A5s into Senate Bill 870.
Any objections? Senator Westland.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 870 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Comments?
It's not the full committee, it's the special Senate committee.
Those are the twins I added today.
It's the full special.
Not the
special committee on special budget.
Senator Westland moves the Senate Bill
870-A5
to the full committee on Senate Budget Committee. Any objections? Thank you. Mr. Rocker.
Senate Special Committee on
Budget.
He's mumbling.
Oh, God. I should be paid to have this, be in charge of this committee, to be the chair.
You are. $1,283 a month.
No. I'm talking about really paid with you and Bates on it.
Yeah, daycare service.
Daycare.
Yeah, it is kind of, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. I have my notes now.
Four-year-olds around.
Thank you. Welcome, Ms. Deborah.
I'm glad to know, Madam Chair, that we now have good committee staff.
Oh, my.
Oh. Can I get you in any more trouble?
They're full of it today, Ms. Deborah.
Yeah, I can see that.
We'll open the work session on Senate Bill 1016 relating to nurses. Ms. Mann.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Senate Bill 1016 establishes a grant program to be administered by the Oregon State Board of Nursing to advance innovative solutions to Oregon's nursing shortage. It authorizes the board to impose a biennial fee and specifies that the grants be made to a private nonprofit nursing entity and specifies how the entity will use the grant funds. It creates a separate fund for the grant program and requires the Board of Nursing report to the 75th Legislative Assembly. There are some dash four amendments before you, and you have a packet of information at your places. The dash four amendments decrease the fee from $20 to $8. It changes the name of the fund, and it clarifies and revises the purposes for which the grants can be used. and it requires the Board of Nursing to develop performance measures and evidence-based outcomes for grant awards.
Madam Chair, these amendments look great to me. I move the dash A4s into Senate Bill 1016.
Any objections? By the way, this is a great idea, and with the fees being decreased, and that's great. The nurses have done a great job on this. Any objections?
All right. The original bill had $20.
Right.
And that would raise about $800,000. We passed Senate Bill 800 last session with that and not being funded. We have a huge nursing shortage. We need to address it. This bill was going to do this at the $20 fee. The reason the amendments were brought forward is I've been working with Representative Richardson on the other side. We want a bill that will go through. Regarding the nursing shortage, and he has now sent out emails to a number of he's gotten 100 responses back from nurses, because that's one thing that this bill, we didn't get a lot of the grassroots nurses to give us their view on whether they wanted their nurse license raised. And according, and I will read this response from Dennis Richardson. He says, I have over 100 responses so far, and they cover the spectrum. Some are strongly in favor of the $20. Some are okay with the $8, but I believe most are not in favor of any fee. Primarily, the reasons seem to be they feel it is not a responsibility for the nurses to pay to attract more nurses. And then he said, if I would like to read these emails, I can go over there and do that. And I, in response to that, feel that there are basically three options that we can do. We can do nothing, but we have a huge nursing shortage problem. And so that, in a sense, is, and then when you listen to what the nurses are saying, you know, I agree with them, in a sense. Why should nurses take on the responsibility when we as a legislature should be taking money out of the general fund to take care of the nursing shortage? But that is not an option. We do not have money in general fund. So between doing nothing, and because the legislature doesn't have the money to fund this program to address the nursing shortage, I feel the fee is the next best thing, even though it isn't something that I would like to do it. I mean, half of all of our nurses are leaving within the first 2 years when they come on board, or I guess a third of the nurses are leaving. We need more faculty. Nursing is a tough profession, and here nurses are coming to the forefront wanting to address the issue. I firmly believe in this concept. I think the Oregon Center for Nursing has done great work already in addressing the nursing shortage. And I know there are people out in the audience that would like to talk about this, but it's at your purview whether we should or not allow them to come to speak.
I always say two things when we get to the close of session. And to those nurses that are out there, do you want to talk or do you want the bill? You can't have both.
Don't consider this talk. Brian DeLashman, Oregon Nurses Association, they were only here to discuss the difference between the $8 and the $20 and what it does or doesn't get you. So it wasn't pro-bill, anti-bill, whatever. It was, here's what $8 buys you, here's what $20 buys you.
We support this bill.
And we would like to give you all the information on what is produced by the bill at the
two various... Do you want the bill or you want to talk?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Basically, the $8, which is biannual, $4.
You're going to get your speaking in anyway, aren't you?
$4.
The center has done an excellent job. In your wisdom, you listened to your members who said you want to go from 20 to 8. We have trusted what you have done with your trust dollars. We believe in what the nursing community is doing for the future of nursing in this state. I saw all of your bills in terms of getting more men, more people of color? What else do you want me to know? We go to the floor. What do you want?
Yes. And I think the Oregon Center for Nursing needs to know that there isn't the revenue. And
okay,
the,
come on up.
No. And the person that they hire to direct the Oregon Center for Nursing or the money needs to be someone who can fundraise. There is not going to be money coming from us, so there's going to be fundraising involved here. I mean, we just don't have the money to support all of the what the $20 would buy. And I think everyone should have this in there. And I think the nurses have to realize.
Excuse me, stand at ease for a minute, Mr. Lasseter.
What is this thing right here?
Senate Bill 1016.
I believe we have a motion before us, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Westland?
I already moved.
You already moved? Oh. Senator Westland moves that Senate Bill 1016 be...
No, Madam Chair, the motion before us is that the Dash A4s be incorporated into Senate Bill 1016.
Any objections? Senator,
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1016 as amended by the Dash A4s to the Senate Special Committee on Budget.
Under discussion.
With a do-pass recommendation.
With a do-pass. Ms.
Manning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I just wanted to get on the record. As you recall, when we heard the Board of Nursing budget, their fees were a big issue and whether or not they were going to have to increase fees next time. And I guess I wanted to suggest that perhaps this fee be a standalone fee and not added to the license fee so that we could keep it separate from the fees that the Board of Nursing established to operate to fulfill their mission. And therefore, if they had to come back in a subsequent biennium and increase fees, that this particular fee wouldn't appear as if it was a license fee increase.
I believe that's what I said in my motion.
I'm sorry.
Further discussion?
Madam Chair, I'm going to vote for this based on the fact that we do have a nursing shortage and on the good advice from Senator Mons Anderson. But I want to tell you, this is a rotten way to do it. This should have been a part of the discussion months ago when we were looking at the Board of Nursing. And frankly, I don't want to see this kind of stuff again. I'm tempted to vote against it just because of the process it's gone through. I have no idea how the nurses of the state feel. I only have a partial knowledge of how the state board feels. This is not the way to run a business. I'll vote for this one, but I have concerns.
Thank you.
Thank
Senator,
you.
I feel assured that Representative Richardson sent out tons of emails and 100 responses back from
it. I understand.
And so he has been working with the nurses, and they have been forthcoming in terms of their issues. But because of the legislative mess up between committees, that's what stalled this piece. Not their negligence. It's our conflicts in breaking up Ways and Means Committee. So I just want to make sure that you know that theirs was timely. It's our untimeliness that brought about this.
And that certainly affected, I agree.
We
had worked the nursing budget though very carefully prior to the breakup. So
exactly.
So some of it still stands, but I agree. Let's move on.
Thank you very much. Further discussion?
Well, Madam Chair, Senator Bates is a tepid yes. I'm an enthusiastic, passionate yes. I just want that to work.
No objections. Senate Bill 1016 is adopted.
For those that are on the outside, we're having a change of guard right now. 10 o'clock, we go on the floor. The Children Commission is up next, which is going to take some time, and I'm trying to follow a very short period of time in making sure that everybody is heard that is on the agenda today. So if it appears that I'm just rushing through legislation, no, we've looked at this legislation, and I'm trying to be fair to everybody, and this budget that is coming up next, the Commission on Children and Families, we have been in constant conversation on this issue, and I think it's unfair to have to put their piece off again today when they have been so faithful in making sure that they come before the committee and speaking with our analysts and speaking with the co-chairs. And that's why I'm rushed to try to get things through today. So if you think that I'm just shoving you back, please believe that I don't mean to be rude. It's just that I'm trying to hear everybody's story today. Thank you very much. Ms. Baker, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Members, we have the State Commission on Children and Families budget up. You got a memo yesterday afternoon with the recommendations, and I'll work through that memo. This is the June 30th memo. The table on the top shows the budget as recommended, compared to the 2001-03 biennium actuals, the 2003-05 legislatively approved, and then the governor's recommended. Basically, the recommendation is to accept the governor's budget with two major types of changes. The first are technical changes for the reduced public employee retirement system contribution rate and the lower hourly rate for Department of Justice attorneys. And then the second more significant change is a general fund reduction of $4 million in commission funding, and this is in line with the revised Senate budget plan. And the commission has indicated that they would take the full amount of that $4 million reduction in the Healthy Start home visitation program. So I've noted on the memo that the general fund amount for that program would be reduced from $23.1 million in the governor's budget to $19.1 million general fund in the Senate budget, and that would affect the grants that go to counties for local services. And the commission, because this isn't the final budget, the commission has not yet entirely identified how that reduction would be taken, but they have talked about options for managing to that reduction. The recommended budget with those adjustments still includes the policy packages that would transfer the juvenile crime prevention grants and the related staff from the Criminal Justice Commission to this commission. And that transfer was done in House Bill 3029, which has now passed both House and Senate. So the statutory side of that is taken care of. It would also add staff to replace some limited duration positions in this commission's budget. The resource developer position was added at last year. There's a cultural competency position that also supports the Partners for Children and Families work group, and then there's a federal grant, Positive Youth Development Grant. There is a staff person attached to that. And there is an additional position added, paid for with other funds, for supporting the community schools initiative, so working with Department of Education and local communities on community schools efforts. So that's a brief snapshot of what the budget recommendation funds. The conceptual amendments are in your packet, and those reflect the recommended budget. I would note, just in terms of context, that the on the House side, the House budget did not take the $4 million general fund reduction. They did take a small services and supplies reduction. They also added some funding for relief nurseries that is not in the Senate budget plan at this point. So when there comes time for the final budget reconciliation, the $4 million reduction, the services and supplies reduction, and the relief nurseries additional funding would be the points of difference for the budget.
Discussion?
Well, Madam Chair, just real quickly, the reduction on the crisis relief nurseries, especially the one in Medford and Albany, which are just getting started and are depending on this money to get started, are going to be very significant final discussions. In our earlier review of this agency, we identified the crisis nurseries as one of the primary goals to be established across the state, as we felt they were really getting to the families that had the highest risk. And that is going to be a must for us before this thing's over with. That is going to be an absolute must to get that in there. The other issue, I think, is covered by a budget note, and that was we had some discussions about the relationship between CAF and the Commission on Children and Families, and we want that relationship to be much closer. We know they have overlapping programs, or maybe not overlapping is the right word, but programs that are trying to get to the same core issues. And I've been reassured on multiple occasions that this is going to occur in the interim. They're going to be meeting on a regular basis with Ramona, and that collaboration will be beginning. I think these budget notes head them in that direction, and I appreciate those notes.
Further discussion? Mickey, I want to thank you very much for your work and your members and the statewide collective, let me say. It has been heart-rending to have to do any cuts, but the Senate's goals have been to look at our across the spectrum of agencies in this state and to try to get all agencies to realize that we have to have cuts because of the limited amount of dollars that we have. So it's not just this commission that is being cut in terms of how the Senate has looked at this. The Senate has looked at it in a way that we would like all of our agencies funded and everybody had to take a little cut. So thank you for your cooperation in helping us to do this. Well, at the same time, members, it's important for you to know that this is not the last word on this budget. And so with your concerns about relief nurseries and the crisis situation you faced there, the $4 million, and I know that Senator Montes Anderson was concerned about that out of the Healthy Start piece. So this budget will not look like this at the end because of negotiations. And I know Senator Westland was concerned about this in the first place, and especially with a long time ago, I know you were concerned about making it look sort of like block granting so that local communities could have more opportunities to decide how they're going to use their dollars. So I've been listening to all of you, and I want you to know that, and that I carry your concerns to the negotiating table, and that this budget will not look like this in the end. Thank you very much. With that, Senator Bates?
Madam Chair, do we need any amendments to this budget?
Madam Chair, I recommend that the subcommittee approve the recommended budget adjustments, the performance measures, and the budget notes.
Any objections? Senator Monison.
I move the adoption of the conceptual amendments to Senate Bill 5586.
Objections? Senator Monison.
And I move House Bill 5586 as amended to the full Senate Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion? Quick question for LFO. Does this move the full, I believe it's $5.5 million, the juvenile crime prevention? Is that why the other funds are equal? Governor Breck and LFO Rep.
Madam Chair and Senator Westland, the package in the governor's budget to move the juvenile crime prevention grants and the related staff reflected a small reduction from what was in the Criminal Justice Commission budget initially. What's in this budget is the full governor's budget package with the adjustment for the PERS rate. So it's basically the package as recommended by the governor with that little technical adjustment.
And that was $5 million?
It was about $6 million general fund and $3 million federal funds.
Very good. Thank you.
We knew how to get you.
The what?
We knew how to get you.
Get me? Well, I'm just slow today. That's going over my head.
Seems to me there's something in Deschutes County.
Any further discussion? If not,
Senate Bill 5586 is passed to the full Senate Committee on Human Services.
But it's the Senate Special Committee on Budget.
Oh, God.
Well, but who can, you and who can remember that name?
Oh.
Yeah, who came up with this name?
That must be the Senate Budget Committee.
You do everything.
As bad as OHP, that's as bad as OHP standard. Right?
I think Margaret Carter came up with this name.
So, I think close, we close it?
I don't know. We did. We closed it. Okay.